Asia, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Happy Easter.
This Easter Sunday, Pope Francis appeared from the balcony of St. Peter's Basilica in front of thousands of delighted faithful. He was able to wish everyone Happy Easter, and then an aide read out the Urbi et Orbi message. It was the 88-year-old Pope's highest-profile appearance yet, since being discharged from the hospital after 38 days where he was treated for double pneumonia. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News.
Among those gathered in St. Peter's Square, Sophie Dahl from Copenhagen.
I'm really grateful to be here right now. I know it's a really wonderful opportunity to be in Vatican City.
Severe weather and torrential downpours yesterday have killed at least two people in flooding near Oklahoma City.
Flash flooding in Moore, Oklahoma, south of Oklahoma City Saturday night. A mother and her 12-year-old child were killed after being swept away in high floodwaters. Parts of central Oklahoma were hit with fast-moving thunderstorms that dropped 7 to 8 inches of rain in less than 24 hours. Along the Oklahoma-Texas border, six tornadoes were reported.
CBS's Brad Gibson says tornado damage in Ada, Oklahoma, was minor, with no reported injuries so far. Protests against Trump administration policies drew thousands nationwide yesterday.
Federally funded programs that are being disappeared by the government, they're being cut. People are losing their jobs right now. People are concerned about their immigrant family members.
Ukrainian officials say Russia has violated its own 30-hour Easter truce with shelling and drone attacks.
Kremlin critics would call this ceasefire PR. They would argue that this is an attempt to do the minimum to persuade President Trump that Russia is serious about peace.
He's the BBC's Steve Rosenberg. Israel has dismissed a senior officer for his responsibility in the killing of several Palestinian medics in Gaza last month. Reporter Linda Gradstein has the story from Jerusalem.
An Israeli army investigation into the killing of the 15 rescue workers found professional errors in the army's conduct of the incident and a failure to fully report it. Israel originally said the troops opened fire after the ambulances approached without lights and proper signs, a claim that was proven false after footage from one of the medics' cell phones was found.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel has no choice but to continue fighting in Gaza. He says Israel will not end the war before destroying Hamas, freeing the hostages, and ensuring that the territory won't present a threat to the state of Israel. This is CBS News.
Steel walk behind, zero turn, and stand on mowers are built to get the job done. Shop online or at your local Steel dealer. Steel, let's go mow.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for University Housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there, I'm Jack.
And I'm Stag.
We're just two deer that want to make sure you know it's deer season at your authorized John Deere dealer. The deer season that saves bucks, you know, like us.
Yeah, you can get $3,000 off select John Deere machines. No early wake-up calls or tree stands required.
Just a trip to your authorized dealer before June 2nd.
If you ask us, it's the only deer season worth celebrating.
Visit johndeere.com/deerseason to find an authorized dealer and for complete finance details.
Hundreds of residents of a Southwest Florida Gulf Coast community have given up on recovery efforts from hurricanes that have hit the region. CBS News correspondent Peter King says they just want to get out.
Many consider Sanibel Island a paradise, but realtors say there are more than 300 homes up for sale. In many cases, they say people are tired of rising insurance rates and making hurricane repairs, dealing with city ordinances that can sometimes make that difficult. Sanibel City spokesman Eric Jackson says local officials have been trying to work with homeowners ever since Hurricane Ian nearly 3 years ago.
There have been over 40 ordinance changes to do that very thing.
With the exodus, though, comes opportunity for those in love with the area, no matter what. Brent Castillo is moving in.
What didn't get destroyed is the beach and the water.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Maybe it's a good time to get a deal. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see mostly cloudy skies and showers becoming likely in the mid to late afternoon hours on this Easter Sunday. Highs in the middle 40s, east winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Rain and thunderstorms tonight, mid 40s. Currently 44 degrees.
News, timeless hits. Rich LoCascio with you on this Sunday afternoon. Happy Easter, everybody. And we got some great music coming up from Manfred Mann, The Zombies, Diana Ross and the Supremes, and Neil Diamond. But first, of course, I got to play this song on Easter. It's Jackie Wilson. Your love keeps lifting me higher and higher on WRJN.
Your love. Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on, to my door. Single day singing.
News Timeless Hits WRJN with Doo-Wah Diddy Diddy. 45 degrees right now in Radio Park. It is the time of the season for Brewers baseball. Logan Henderson making his major league debut for the Brewers as they take on the A's.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy. And let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for loving.
What's your name? Your daddy,
who's your daddy? Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for.
Your daddy,
who's your daddy? He rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken,
any time, to show,
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really
ya. Don't think I don't want to please ya, but no child of mine will be bearing the name of shame. I've been wearing a child, a child, never quite as good. A pain, a shame, misunderstood.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN with Diana Ross and the Supremes. And we got to let the brothers sing it out with Neil Diamond, WRJN.
Hot August night and the leaves hanging down and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. Town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow. Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
Music ever made can be found right here on WRJN 1400 AM, 99.9 FM Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha, and worldwide on the Civic Media app on this joyous occasion known as Easter Sunday. Rich Locascio with you, and we got Brewers baseball this afternoon. It's not going to rain on our parade today because American Family Field's roof is going to be closed as they take on the Athletics in the rubber game of this three-game set. And Logan Henderson, making his major league debut for the Brew Crew, got called up from AAA Nashville. First pitch is at 1:10, but we're going to have the pregame and all the action right here on WRJN. More Timeless Hits coming up with Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons right after this.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Power Boat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Located on the Menominee River, you'll be seated up close so you can witness all of the high adrenaline drama. The races are free and perfect for the entire family. Racing will be fierce with up to 100 powerboats and 18 heats a day. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the entire day. It's Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. Free for the whole family. You won't want to miss this awesome event. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page or contact the Marinette Welcome Center at 715-732-4333.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Helfair Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers regular season home games. Admission is free. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Breaking up.
WJN, local news, timeless hits. Let's hang on. Hopefully the Brewers hang on against the Athletics this afternoon. That game is coming up here in just a little bit. But first, Uke, I know you're listening. Here are the Trogs.
News. And now, Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At the track, wall gone. Sal Frelick gets into one to right center.
Track to the wall. Goodbye. Back-to-back games with a home run for Rhys Hoskins.
Today, the crew welcome the Athletics to Milwaukee and the beautiful American Family Field.
Malloy turns. He's a spectator. It is sailing. It is gone. Christian Yelich.
Third ball right back to Quintana. Fields it. Throws to second for one. The turn to first is in time. Oh, what a job by Quintana.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
On Easter Sunday in Milwaukee, it's the Brewers and the A's to wrap up this three-game series at American Family Field. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the On Deck Show, built by Menards, alongside Josh Maurer and our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you here this afternoon. A happy Easter to you and yours. Always a special day for Milwaukee Brewers fans, thinking back, of course, to 1987 on Easter Sunday. The Brewers trying to win this series in this rubber match game between the Brewers and the A's. They will send Logan Henderson to the mound this afternoon for his Major League Baseball debut. He is the number 12 prospect in the Brewers organization. For the A's, they will counter with left-handed veteran Jeffrey Springs, who was a big move for the A's in the offseason to come over from Tampa Bay and try to help stabilize this A's rotation. Should be a good one here this afternoon. We'll talk to Josh when we return after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hungry for fresh signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has you covered. Grab yours at Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, Christiana's Supermarket on Kearney Avenue, and now Kinsey's Corner Mart, 3425 Kinsey Avenue. Stop by the shop on Washington Avenue for a sandwich fit for a king, hot ham and cheese, meatball sub, and more. Plus, check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com. Fresh, fast, delicious. Lee's Deli, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bago, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you filled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in-store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at Highway 31 in Spring in Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
Step into Comet Smoke. Comet Smoke has it all. CBD, vapes, Delta 9, premium cigars, accessories, and wellness products for sleep and stress relief. This 420, Comet Smoke is celebrating you with 20% off store-wide. All this week through April 20th. Stock up on your favorites. Open weekdays from 10 till 7, Saturdays 10 till 5, Sundays noon till 5. Comet Smoke, 9549 South Chicago Road in Oak Creek. Additional questions, call 414-865-0980. Comet Smoke wishes you a happy 420.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards from American Family Field. The Brewers and A's, they've split the first two games of this series. Josh Maurer, it's been a very competitive series. Last night was a close one, but the A's pitched it extremely well against this Brewers lineup.
I think if you came into the weekend and said, all right, the first two games, this Athletics offense is only going to get a total of 6 runs, you would have felt very good about that. So the pitching by the Brewers, starting with Freddy Peralta on Friday, and last night continued by Chad Patrick. Pitching's done a really good job against a tough order. The problem was last night, yeah, Severino and then Mason Miller in the ninth inning were just that good for the Athletics to get them a series split to this point. This is a good A's team. This is not the team that's lost over 90 games the previous 3 years, I think. They're going to be competitive, and this would be a great series to win if the Brewers can pull out a victory here this afternoon.
Brewers have won every home series so far this year, so that's on the line here this afternoon. And to your point, Pat Murphy said yesterday on the pregame show, I've got the A's as a really good baseball team. Maybe not a team, and this is where I deviate from what Pat Murphy said. I don't know that he meant a team that's going to win the AL West, but a team that's going to be 500 or better and certainly put themselves in maybe a wild card conversation as you get into the second half of the season. I think that's very realistic for this A's team in terms of what we've seen so far here this weekend.
Well, I would look at what they've done on the road. It's interesting, you know, you're playing in Sacramento at a AAA ballpark for your home games now, and that's going to be a factor all season long. They have not played well at home this year. They're just 2-7. But they've been one of the best road teams in baseball, and if they win this today, they'll go 5-1 on this road trip.
Well, no Rob Deere in the lineup today, no Dale Swain, but it's still Easter Sunday in Milwaukee, and the fans will be thinking back to that historic day, one of the great days in Brewers regular season history that everybody goes back to when they think of their youth, for many of us, when they think of Brewers baseball. Well, we will talk to the manager, Pat Murphy, when we return to American Family Field after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menard. On the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's Famous Sausage, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Pops Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Carbless, Island Resort and Casino, Fellow Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Potawatomi Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and Wisconsin Dental Association on the Brewers Radio Network.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Sitco Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Sitco's money-saving Club Sitco app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Truck drivers, are you tired of an outdated truck hurting your paychecks? At Schneider, we add new trucks to our fleet every year to keep drivers moving and racking up the miles. Our easy-to-use technology is designed to keep you safe and comfortable while also boosting your income potential. So, are you ready to get behind the wheel of a more reliable ride? Find jobs near you and apply now at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Welcome back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. The Pat Murphy Show is brought to you by Concordia University. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University, live uncommon. First of all, happy Easter. Some fun festivities for the kids out there. This is a great family organization. I think it speaks a lot to the culture in this clubhouse that these guys get to have a chance to bring their kids around the game when they can and enjoy these special days with them.
You know, it's a long season, 6 months, and family's a huge part of it. And I think the organization, you're right, the organization does a great job of accenting how important family is and makes you want to be around here, you know. And we go to work, as we call it, but it can also be with family included. So, yeah, I'm very grateful that the Brewers choose to do it this way.
Yeah, had some fun games as well as the Easter egg hunt, and all the kids were having a great time out there, as well as the families. Murph, last night, Chad Patrick, another really good start for you. He goes six innings, gives up just the two runs. Kid keeps answering the call.
He certainly is. You know, when he's called into duty, didn't know if he'd be in the big leagues very long, and now he's establishing himself. It feels like Tobias Myers. You know, he's established himself as a guy that can hold a very good offensive team down, and he's had to pitch some big games against some good offensive teams. So I'm really pleased with the progress. You know, it's a silver lining in our injury-riddled pitching staff is to come up with these gems, along with Grant Anderson. You know, these are guys that wouldn't have gotten the chance probably had everybody been healthy. So really thankful.
For guys like this to have success early, how important is it for them to understand who they are and stick with that, obviously making tweaks and trying to adjust along the way, but have that foundation of knowing who they are and what got them there in the first place?
That's exactly it. And how to work in between starts and how to work, if you're a reliever, how to work every day and make sure you're up to the task. And, you know, that's the key. And now they have to learn the big leagues, and there will be some bumps in the road. But you know, I'm really pleased with what Chad Patrick has done.
Back with more with Murph after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. On the Brewers Radio Network.
Spring has arrived, and so have the sweet smell of fresh cream pies at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Indulge in flavors that taste like sunshine, banana cream, coconut cream, lemon meringue, and key lime. Perfect for Easter, family gatherings, or just treating yourself. Don't wait until these springtime favorites sell out fast. Call or stop in today to place your order and guarantee yourself some heavenly happiness. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Spring is here. Warmer days, fresh air, and the perfect chance to regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Live life on your terms. Cruise through the park or be part of the fun at any spring outing with a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, they offer flexible care credit options and exceptional service to keep you moving. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine and start enjoying life again with Easy Mobility Solutions.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bagel, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Step up to the plate with a true pizza pastime, Ferraro's in Racine. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and all-star lineup sure to satisfy. April's pizza of the month is a springtime smash. The BLT pizza features an olive oil base, light mozzarella, crispy bacon, and it's topped with fresh lettuce, juicy tomato, and a smooth mayo drizzle. Make sure you grab one before it's out of here. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards from American Family Field, as the Brewers and A's wrap up this three-game series this afternoon on Easter Sunday. Logan Henderson making his big league debut for the Brewers, and it'll be left-hander Jeffrey Springs for the A's. Let's talk about Logan Henderson making his debut. His last couple of starts in AAA looked like they were really good ones.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely got the potential. He's a pitcher, and he's had great success, so he understands what this is about. But anytime a guy's making his debut, you're excited for him and his family. Hopefully he gets it. He's ready for it. I know that he was anxious at the end of spring training, wondering whether he was going to make the club with all the injuries. Didn't make the club, so went down to AAA and really did a nice job putting together start after start. So now he's going to get a chance today, and hopefully he's part of our future.
Murph, as you look at this A's team, throwing out Jeffrey Springs today, a guy that he's been around for a while. He's been at the Red Sox, of course, with the Rays most recently. What stands out to you about Springs? Brewers saw him a couple of years ago here in this ballpark when he was with the Rays.
We saw him a couple times in spring training. Yeah. You know, good stuff, no question about it. He's a pitcher, good fastball, good change, understands how to pitch, and it was a big acquisition for them. I mean, obviously, the A's are making a move, and you look at their lineup, and you look at their starting rotation. Of course, the back end of the pen is really special, so they're trying to win, and they're a very, very good club, and Springs is a big part of it.
Murph, we appreciate it. Best of luck today.
Thanks, Lane.
Pat Murphy with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We're back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Steel deals are happening now. From instant savings on select tools to free battery offers on some of our most popular battery tool sets, you can enjoy great deals and do it all
with Steel. Shop online or in-store at your local Steel dealer. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
It's time to clear the air. When you use ethanol in your vehicle, it burns cleaner than regular fuel. But it does more than that. It's better for your engine. It's more affordable. And it supports farmers right here in Wisconsin. And really, don't we all deserve cleaner air? The Wisconsin Biofuels Association encourages you to do your part. Fill up with unleaded 88. It's better for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
What if a customer slips and falls on your property? What if sparks from an employee's grinder cause a house fire on your job site? Unexpected things happen every day, but you can make sure your business doesn't get hurt with a carefully crafted general liability policy from West Bend. Be sure your independent agent understands your business, because at West Bend, the worst brings out our best. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com.
And the Athletics. Easter Sunday at American Family Field, and a series rubber match is forthcoming. You're listening to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. If the Brewers can win, they'll get another winning homestand. Today's injury report is presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. If you missed the news yesterday, it's good for Tobias Myers, and it's potentially very good for the Brewers' starting rotation, because Tobias rejoined the team after his rehab assignment with Nashville, and he told the writers he expects to be activated in San Francisco this coming week. He said Thursday. And in fact, the game notes today confirm that he is the listed probable starting pitcher for the finale of that four-game series against the Giants. So Tobias Myers, of the seven starting pitchers on the Milwaukee injured list, looks like he's going to be the first of them to get activated. Fingers crossed. Let's move along to today's keys to the game. They're presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer. You can check out Toyota's incredible lineup, like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Well, we got another Major League debut for the Brewers, and it's on the mound today. It'll be Logan Henderson. As Pat Murphy just discussed with Lane, you're going to have one of the top pitching prospects in the organization on the Major League mound for the first time. You always have to keep your emotions in check. And I think the biggest thing for Henderson is going to be attack with quality strikes. Some of the games that he pitched, even in the Cactus League this spring, he had some issues with bases on balls. So you're going to need Logan Henderson against a very patient Athletics lineup to throw strikes. Can't give them free passes and have some of the boppers have an opportunity to hit multi-run home runs off of Logan in his Major League debut. Can't wait to watch him out there. Speaking of prospects, we go down on the farm when we come back to the On Deck Show and tell you how Daz Cameron has made a great first impression on the Brewers organization. Minor League report next on the Brewers Radio Network.
Who's looking for a better deal? Well, Cousin Sub's $10 meal deals just got better. Available online only. Order your 7.5-inch meal deal today and upgrade it with a large fountain beverage, large fry, regular shake, or regular Wisconsin cheese curds. Prices vary by item from $1 to $2 a piece. Make it better and make it your own way. Now that's a better deal. For further details or to order, go to CousinSubs.com or on the mobile app. Cousin Sub's. We believe in better. Available online at participating locations only. Offer subject to change without notice.
Get everything you need for your flooring project at Menards. MS International has a great selection of flooring to help you update your home. From beautiful ceramic tile to luxury vinyl plank and laminate floors that resemble real wood, get the floor of your dreams at Menards. Stop in today and check out all our flooring options and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Dear baseball fans, swing into action with Toyota's 2025 lineup. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility all-star that delivers in the clutch. On deck, the spacious Grand Highlander, followed by the fuel-savvy Corolla. Next up, our slugger Tacoma, bringing upper deck power every at-bat. And rounding out the lineup, the playmaking all-hybrid Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
We welcome you back Easter Sunday at American Family Field and the On Deck Show built by Menards before the Brewers and the Athletics play the series rubber match. I'm Josh Maurer. It's time for our weekly look at the Brewers minor league system. It's our Down on the Farm report as we do each Sunday. Let's begin with AAA Nashville. The Sounds have won consecutive series, including one this week already against the White Sox AAA club in Charlotte. Saturday, they clinched the series win with a 10-4 victory and hit three home runs in the process. The big one came off the bat of outfielder and son of former Brewer Mike Cameron. It's Daz, who's had quite a first week with the Sounds since being acquired from Baltimore. Cameron had homered in his first two at-bats last Friday in his Sounds debut. Then he had a game-winning two-run double in the 10th inning Wednesday in Charlotte. Last night, he'd already led off the game with a two-bagger when he came up again in the second inning with the bases loaded. Here's what he did next, as called by the voice of the Sounds, Jeff Hemm.
Here's the pitch. And Cameron drives one deep left center field. Jankowski back looking up. Gone! Grand slam, Daz Cameron! And the Sounds have taken a 5-0 lead in Charlotte. Cameron's third home run in six games with the Sounds.
Outfielder Jared Oliva would hit a home run two batters later, his third of the week, as the Sounds cruise past the Charlotte Knights. Pitching-wise, Nashville ranks number one in bullpen ERA among all 30 AAA teams, with right-hander Craig Yoho leading the way. After two scoreless outings this week, he's yet to allow an earned run in seven appearances this season. Let's move to the AA level, where the Biloxi Shuckers have dropped three of the first five games of their series against Birmingham on the road this week. But one of those victories, a 4-1 Friday night affair, was highlighted by the return to the mound from Coleman Crow, a right-handed starting pitcher. It's a name to keep an eye on, Brewers fans. He was originally acquired in the Adrian Hauser Tyrone Taylor deal from the Mets a couple of Decembers ago. But coming back from Tommy John surgery has been a long road for Crow, and here was the first man to come to the plate against him in his return to a starting mound on Friday night. Javik Blake has the call.
He's 24 years old, delivers. Nishida swings and misses. Curveball that earned at 77. Miller blocks it up, fires to first, just in time. It gets Nishida. And the first batter Coleman Crow faces since April of 2023 is a strikeout.
Crow would eventually retire nine consecutive batters to begin the start with four strikeouts. In total, it was three scoreless innings for Crow with only one hit permitted in that 4-1 Shuckers win. And let's wrap up this Down on the Farm report with a look at the High A Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, who got a great start last night from Tyson Harden. In a 2-0 victory over Lansing, Harden, Milwaukee's 12th round pick last July out of Mississippi State, he tossed a gem. As we pick it up with the voice of the T-Rats, Chris Mehring, Harden was working into a sixth inning, and after going five scoreless, here's what he did to begin the sixth.
Harden, who has six strikeouts in five innings. Check swing, he went. Wood has to throw to first and gets the out there. And that is seven strikeouts for Tyson Harden.
Tyson Harden would record one more out yesterday in those 5 2/3 scoreless innings. He permitted only four hits and one walk. Young infield prospect Yadier Arenado is currently on a 10-game hitting streak, batting .342 in the stretch. The T-Rats have Easter Sunday off and return to action Tuesday in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And that'll do it for this week's Down on the Farm report. When we come back to the On Deck Show built by Menards, I'll get to the starting lineups for the Brewers and the A's in a rubber match. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you fueled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in-store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at Highway 31 in Spring and Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
Hungry for fresh signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has you covered. Grab yours at Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, Christiana's Supermarket on Kearney Avenue, and now Kinsey's Corner Mart, 3425 Kinsey Avenue. Stop by the shop on Washington Avenue for a sandwich fit for a king, hot ham and cheese, meatball sub, and more. Plus, check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com. Fresh, fast, delicious. Lee's Deli, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Power Boat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. located on the Menominee River, you'll be seated up close so you can witness all of the high adrenaline drama. The races are free and perfect for the entire family. Racing will be fierce with up to 100 powerboats and 18 heats a day. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the entire day. It's Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. Free for the whole family. You won't want to miss this awesome event. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page or contact the Marinette Welcome Center at 715-732-4333.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJ.